This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's hot. It is hot. I mean, coming into October like we are, it is just, I mean, I'm miserable. Yeah. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. One of my favorite cities, right, in the whole entire United States. Love Las Vegas. Always a lot to do. Okay, love it when people come into town. We made the news. Okay, and by the way, I also love Reno because I went to medical school up in Reno. Reno's really good because, you know, you have Lake Tahoe nearby, you're close to California, and since I'm from California, I love, you know, being near California. In fact, I try to go to California as much as I can, and both Las Vegas and Reno were in the news, so I'm really happy about that. But not the reason why. They say a national study conducted by Climate Central and the Weather Channel found that over a span of 50 years, cities in Nevada are among the fastest warming cities in the United States. The study ranked Reno as number one and Las Vegas as number three in terms of the fastest warming cities in the country. The study showed Las Vegas' annual average temperature rose by roughly 5 degrees Fahrenheit since 1965. Really? Only 5 degrees? I would think it would be more. Climate Central senior scientist Allison Kenward. I would be cool. I would love to be a scientist for weather. You know, my favorite part of the news growing up was always the weather. I don't know if that's true with all kids. You know, I remember, you know, my parents would watch the news. And I'd be really, really bored. I mean, little did I know that I would be broadcasting the news, you know, later in my 20s. I was always like, you know, tell me when it's weather. When there was the weather, then I'd watch it, you know, because I always thought it was cool. I always wanted to see the rain. Remember, I was born in L.A., so, you know, would see rain. And then when I grew up in Phoenix, it was just, you know, you saw a lot of suns. They would have a lot of suns, you know, like they would put sun stickers. That's when they would put stickers on the board. And that was before green screens. And then, you know, when it rained, they would have a cloud with lightning. I thought that was so cool. I thought that was, like, super fun. Climate Central senior scientist Allison Kenward said climate change plus urban development are some of the main reasons why Las Vegas is heating up and heating up fast. I don't get that with urban development unless, okay, it's because you have a lot of asphalt and buildings. Is it because it soaks up the heat? I don't know much about, as you could see, and many of you are like, well, then Dahlia, why are you talking about it? Because I live in Vegas, okay? This is important, okay? All right? You know, I mean, if we're feeling 5 degrees more than it was 30, 40, you know, degrees ago, to me, that's really important, you know? You know, you got kids that get locked up in cars, pets locked outside. I think it's important to know, you know, that we have increasing temperature. Look, I'm a doctor, so I get to talk about anything I want to. I'm a doctor, so it all relates to our health. So I get to talk about that. But I just don't understand man causing global warming. I still need somebody to convince me about that. And try, you know, look, I'm a bio major and chemistry minor, and, you know, I like science. So you have science to show me, I'll read it. Okay? I just think that the globe is just a little bigger than what you or I do when it comes to building a housing development or tract homes. I just, you know, and mind you, listen, I love the environment, okay? I really love the environment, and I will, you know, protect it till the day I die. I mean, I will, you know, not litter. I, you know, won't pee or poop in the ocean. You know, even though most likely our sewage is falling into the ocean. Ask Rio. So I, you know, I will do my best, you know, to keep the environment, you know, clean and protect our natural resources, because I have seen proof that, you know, man could destroy nature. So that I've seen proof of that. So that's, but I just haven't, I just don't understand the science behind us actually causing a whole globe to warm. And you know, I understand we spew things into the air, and I still just don't get it. So I apologize with my naivety, and I just, you know, explain it to me, and explain it to me easier, please. All right, so it's getting hotter. How do you deal with the heat? Well, a lot of us are dealing with it inappropriately. Okay, what do? We go for a cold beer. What are you doing going for a cold beer? You know, and then what we're doing is we're barbecuing. All right, well, what we're going to do is, because it's hot, we're going to have a barbecue. Okay, you see, I would think, okay, why don't you barbecue when it's cold, right? Because then you could all stand around the fire, okay? You could, you know, watch the fire. You know, when it's 115 degrees outside, the last thing I want to do is watch heat. We're supposed to be having some medical students over soon, and so I talked to my husband about, you know, what are we going to do? And he's like, well, why don't we, you know, barbecue? No, because it's going to be like 120 degrees the day they come over. No, I don't want to barbecue. What is it about you guys and barbecuing? I don't even like the taste. I mean, mind you, a good barbecue sauce I do, but I do not like charred up meat that has charcoal all over it and just tastes burnt. I would rather make a steak in a skillet where you see it sizzle and, you know, like Chef Ramsay style. I just don't like grills. And, you know, I see how you guys clean the grills. You're like, well, we don't have to clean the grill. Okay, because it's self-cleaning. Yet then it's like all pieces of, ugh, no, I don't like it. I'm just not a fan. Okay, so anyway, be very careful, obviously. Signs of heat stroke are you start to get tired, you start to get lethargic. You can have at first a high heart rate because your cardiac output is down because you're dehydrated, and then your heart rate could slow, your respirations can slow, and a lot of people like grandma will just sit there out in the heat, you know, sitting there quiet and looking happy, etc., and they're not happy. You know, when grandma stops talking. I don't know about you guys, but in my family, every woman in my family, especially named Grandma, was the most chippity and whiny and I mean, just very, very ever-present. So if Grandma gets quiet, something is deadly wrong. Okay, Grandpa's tough because Grandpa's always sit quiet because they, for 45 years, have been told to shut up because Grandma's speaking. So they're a little difficult. So you actually have to go over there and visit with them. But a lot of you guys, you like to go, you know what? If I don't hear from my mom, we're good. No, okay? No news is not good news. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
All right, bad to the bone. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We say goodbye to a very good friend of ours, Jerry Doyle. Many of you know him as well. Nationally syndicated radio host, as well as actor. You've seen him in Babylon 5, multiple pictures, and he passed away. And we just found out about it about an hour ago, and it was really difficult to hear. He's my big brother, and really took me under his wing when I started radio. And so to see him gone at the age of 60 just destroys me. So we'll give you updates on that as we know more. And again, sorry to break the news to you if you hadn't heard. Supplements. Many of you guys are taking supplements, and you're taking so-called, quote-unquote, healthy supplements, like herbal Viagra. And another report has come out saying stop it because they could make you sick or kill you. Yohimbe, which is supposed to treat erectile dysfunction, depression, obesity, was among 15 supplements that Consumer Reports identified Wednesday as having side effects that can seriously sicken or kill users in gruesome ways, according to Consumer Reports, causing organ failure, cancer, and cardiac arrest. Now, an independent panel of doctors and dietary supplement researchers found that it could raise your blood pressure, cause rapid heart rate, as well as increase the risk of seizures, liver and kidney damage, heart problems, panic attacks, and death. They say more than 90,000 vitamins, probiotics, minerals, herbs, botanicals, and a growing list of natural substances, I guess, are all over the place, you know, at our fingertips whenever we want to buy them and whenever we want to take them. And many of you go to your doctor and you go, look, I want to take this, or what do you recommend? And the answer you usually get is, I don't know. And I know that's what they say because that's what I said. I can't tell you how many times I stuttered and stammered. I wanted to say it's okay. You know, it's very, very interesting. When it came to vitamins, okay, now remember, I'm an MD. And so I went to an allopathic school. And we were never anti-supplements. Okay, they never taught us that. Everybody thinks an MD is anti, yet a DO or a homeopath or a naturopath are pro. So MD is anti. And that's not how we were taught, no. We just, because, I mean, you only have 4 years of medical school, and then you have your 3 years of residency, and I know I say only, and some of you guys are laughing, really, you know, that many years after college, but I still don't think it's enough training. Not at all. So don't get me started on the suggestion that we make medical school shorter. How do you learn as much as you need to learn and be able to practice and then turn around and teach with only 4 years of medical classroom training and then your residency? Now, hopefully with your residency, you really hone in on your skills. But, we do it, and we have done it, and it's worked, and I think I'm a pretty damn good doctor. But to, on top of that, take time out to sit there and bash other medical adjuncts, it just doesn't happen. There's just no time. So when it came to learning about chiropractic or acupuncture or massage therapy or cupping or hypnotherapy or supplements, we just didn't have time to learn about it. Or learn about it to the degree. I mean, look at that. 90,000 different vitamins, probiotics, mineral, herbs, botanicals, and a growing list of natural substances are out there. No wonder naturopaths have their own years of training. No wonder. I mean, because you just can't, you can't learn them all. Not to the degree where you know what interacts with what deals with what, how it would manifest, how it could help. I mean, you just can't do that within an allopathic or even an osteopathic regimen. We teach students in osteopathic, about, supplements, etc. But again, we just can't do it to the degree that I think needs to be done. Nobody can. There's just not enough years. So the I think a lot of people look at supplements out there as not worthy of having its own medicine demarcation or its own field, and it deserves that. Which is why I get so gosh darn mad when I hear people say, "Yeah, I had a lecture on supplements." A lecture? No. I mean, it takes years to train in this kind of stuff. Look at acupuncturists. That's another thing. Don't just take a class in acupuncture. I mean, to be a true acupuncturist, again, it takes years. So the Annals of American Medicine told shoppers to stop wasting money on vitamin and mineral supplements in a 2013 report that ruled there is no evidence to support the idea of supplements having positive effects, and in fact, they say some are harmful. Now, Consumer Reports lays more credence to that. They said another substance a researcher's red flagged was green tea extract powder. This is sold as a solution for weight loss. Instead, the study found the extract powder caused dizziness, exacerbated anemia, glaucoma, raise the user's blood pressure and heart rate, or cause liver damage and death. They also suggest avoiding caffeine powder, a supplement craved by those for attention and athletic performance, etc., but this caffeine powder can cause seizures, heart arrhythmias, cardiac arrest, and even death. So when you look at that, you're probably like, well, then, Dahlia, what the hell do we take? I mean, now over-the-counter caffeine pills are huge. I mean, over-the-counter supplements, over-the-counter weight loss aids, and it's a huge industry. So what's going on? Well, what happened is the first original people that had something really honest and ethical and a good product, they immediately got overshadowed by the people selling witch oil. And, you'll see old, you'll see movies where in the Westerns, you see somebody at a fair trying to sell a certain tincture, and people at the fair would go, okay, well, I'll buy that. And so, man has had to, and women, human has had to, make a living, and they've had to sell products, and they've been trying to get rich for, centuries. So, a lot of the natural supplements never had time to gain traction and to get studied and these tinctures, etc., because immediately somebody else joined the market to try to sell theirs, and it completely contaminated the message that an actual good product could have. So now I walk up and down a health food aisle, and all I see is marketing and branding and marketing and branding. And that really concerns me, because how the heck do I know which product has X amount of milligrams, which product, is good for you, which product has been studied? And some of you will say, well, yeah, I heard this has been studied. Yeah, but how do you know that the supplement called this, let's say, okay, has exactly what it claims to? Oh, well, somebody's watching. Who? Who's watching? Who's regulating supplements? Who's on top of it? All right? You see the problem here? So they're not being supervised, the FDA has to very thoroughly scrutinize any pharmaceutical. If there's let's say brand name Lipitor, and it says there's 10 milligrams, every Lipitor pill better be 10 milligrams. But when you buy red rice yeast, however you pronounce it, for cholesterol, because it acts as a natural statin, and it says, okay, you take one tablet or two tablets and you'll get this amount, how do you know? So, many of you are very, very frustrated. We've talked about this on the show many times, that your doctor will not endorse any supplement. And when you tell him, look, I'm taking this for my cholesterol and it's working, he says, I can't go there. Or she says, good for you, but I just can't endorse it. I can't tell you. All I can do is tell you to take the Lipitor. Why? Because if, God forbid, you are taking 20 times the amount that you should, yeah, your cholesterol went. I mean, your cholesterol won't go down to zero. And we don't really see overdoses on statin medications, so you could very easily take a crap load of a statin medication, all right, be overdosing your liver, okay, destroying your liver with it, and have no idea, which is why you need to be very honest with this medical provider so that we could check your liver and keep an eye on you and make sure that whatever you are taking isn't hurting you. I've had people where I had to say, look, you got to get off that red rice yeast. Sorry, I think it's hurting your liver. And I go, did you notice, it didn't happen with the Lipitor? They go, well, I don't know why. Maybe Lipitor is a better medication. Well, it may not be that. It may just be the consistency, of the milligrams. And that's the other thing. When companies have to save money and they decide to package things differently or, use a different plant, let's say, to make the medication, that medication may not be the same. Whereas with a brand name, it has to be the same over and over and over again. So, be very, very careful with what you're taking. Run it by your doctor. And I'm not sure what the answer is. Yeah, I mean, maybe they have to be regulated. But once that happens, they're not going to be inexpensive and they're not going to be that easy to get. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the FDA has warned against us feeding our dogs a lot of the stuff we feed them, even fattening food. And the dog comes up, we got Apollo. I wanted to name him Mac and Cheese, the two yellow labs that we had. But Corey wanted them Apollo and Zeus. I guess Magnum P.I. did that. I don't know. Anyway, so Apollo and Zeus. So he liked that, and that's what we did. And so Zeus, however, it was really hard to train two labs. Okay, and that was my fault. I was like, look, you know, I want, you know, two dogs that can be friends and play with each other. And so our best friends had just lost their dog, and their kids really wanted a dog, and we figured we'd get the dogs together as much as we could. And so they took care of Zeus while we took care of Apollo, and they named Zeus Duke. Okay, which I kind of like even better than Zeus. Zeus is, I think, a ridiculous, name. But anyway, and Zeus has now passed because he was like 9 and a half, and now Apollo is 10, and I don't want my baby to leave me. But anyway, you know, so you know, you're cooking, and he comes up, and he nudges your leg because he wants some eats. And I'm like, no, you don't get any eats because I'm cooking, leave me alone. And he doesn't want to leave me alone, right? And then, you know, we sit down at the table, and we're trying to eat, and he's there, and he's staring, and you're like, well, I don't want to not feed him, so you give him, you know, you give him some eats. Well, raw meat, okay, and I'm not saying, you know, we have raw meat on the table, but, you know, sometimes you'll be like, well, you know what, here, just take this. Or they'll go into the garbage, right, and some of the raw giblets or whatever that you didn't cook, they'll go into, he does. Well, uncooked meat has E. coli, salmonella, and other harmful bacteria. So you have got to keep raw meat out of the reach on countertops. You got to wash your hands, obviously, if you handed raw meat before you give the dog a treat. So, for example, you're trying to cook with meat, and the dog is sitting there going, well, I want to eat something. So you're like, all right, here, let me just hand you your food. And a lot of us forget to wash our hands with the dog. You got to wash your hands. Dogs, just like humans, can get sick. You know, if we could get sick after handling, raw meat, so can a dog. Plus, a lot of us will pick up the dog food that's sitting there on the ground, and that can already have bacteria on it. So we got to wash our hands, too, before we eat. Grapes, raisins, and currants. Now, I don't think we have any currants running around the house, but I definitely have grapes and raisins that keep falling on the floor. Not all dogs are affected by these foods, but for some dogs, it can cause kidney failure. Apples and bananas are okay. They say just don't feed your dog any seeds because apple seeds and banana seeds could hurt them. I don't know how you pick out the seeds of a banana. Just like a strawberry, I guess, get a tweezers and just pick out the seeds. Fried and fatty foods. They say this could cause your dog to have a pretty severe stomach ache. But more importantly, the fried and fatty food could cause them to have pancreatitis. High fat foods could cause pancreatitis, either through gallstones or affect the pancreas in and of itself. See, I remember growing up, my grandma would feed the dogs the fat off the steak or the chicken. And so, you know, we wouldn't eat the fat, but she would give it to the dogs saying it's going to help their coat. And the fat makes their coat shiny. And they loved it. So out of habit, I'll sit there and, you know, give the fat off my food to the dog because they like it. I'll give them the bone. And the bone has the, you know, the remaining meat and the grizzle or whatever. And so, you know, a chop. You know, very interesting. I'm starting to watch Peaky Blinders because some of you said that it's very, very good, almost to the same stature, if not more, than Game of Thrones. I don't know if I agree yet. I'm in the second season, but it's pretty good. And I guess the head cop asked for where the nearest chop house is because had like either a pork chop or lamb chop. And so, oh my gosh. If I was around in the teens or the 20s, and although right now we're in the teens, but like the 19 teens, okay, and, you know, I had a choice of where to go for a restaurant or whatever, going to a chop house, doesn't that sound good? Gosh, I'm starving right now. Okay, so anyway, so be careful giving fatty foods to the dogs. Moldy foods. You know, when you toss, like, you know, moldy cheese and hamburger buns in the trash, your dog gets to those. So if you don't feed spoiled food to your family, you better make sure all spoiled food is locked up because the dog goes into that. Onion powder, garlic, chives, these could hurt them as well. Salty snacks. You know, a lot of us will sit there and hand the dog a pretzel or a potato chip, but if they get a whole bag of it, all that salt, they may not be able to handle. So you want to make sure he has access to plenty of water. Now, why peanut butter? What's the big deal with peanut butter? Well, they say with peanut butter, it can have xylitol, some brands. And xylitol is a sugar substitute. Now, most dogs cannot tolerate sugar substitutes. So, you need to be careful. They say if you feed your dog pills coated in peanut butter or put peanut butter in their chew toys, make sure to check the list of ingredients and make sure it doesn't have xylitol. Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, dogs love peanut butter. They just like licking it and getting it on the throat. And we like giving our dogs, peanut butter as a whole because, you know, they leave us alone for a while. Now, the big problem with throwing them a piece of fat or chicken or whatever is they gulp it like really quickly and then they want more. But you give them something with peanut butter, they're busy for a while. You know, and that's what we want because they're in our face. They say macadamia nuts can be harmful for dogs too. Not sure why you would feed a dog a macadamia nut, but make sure they don't drop. The FDA also warned that the dogs could have reactions to nuts, and these allergies could cause skin issues, ear issues, etc. And so we have no idea what the dog could be allergic to, so you have to be careful. Now they say cat owners have less to worry about because our cats are very picky, so they really would rarely eat something that would harm them. But cats are very sensitive to garlic powder, so keep those away from them. Now, I have a cat who loves cold cuts. So if I'm ever making myself a sandwich and I have turkey meat, the cat is like all over the turkey meat. You know, and you know, you have to say, I have a treat for you, and then a treat, and then they cry, like, Anyway. All right, e-cigs. Vapor from electronic cigarettes have now cancer-causing chemicals. Not now, but they have discovered a couple chemicals actually to be carcinogenic. Researchers at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory found propylene glycol, an eye and respiratory irritant, and glycerin, a skin, eye, and respiratory irritant, among 29 other chemicals released in e-cig vapor. They say both are considered probable carcinogens by federal health officials. They are used in e-cigs to create artificial smoke. They say decomposition of those chemicals, because, you know, they're heated in an e-cig, releases toxic chemicals such as acrolein and formaldehyde, according to the study. So advocates of e-cigs say, look, an e-cig is way healthier than a regular cigarette, so you're better off using the e-cigs. But some of us could say, well, wait a second. Okay, here's the problem. If we are turning chemicals into acrolein and formaldehyde, you know, or we are, you know, breathing in glycerin, which we shouldn't, that's a problem. So basically, researchers simulated vaping with three types of e-liquids and two vaporizers operated at different battery settings. The higher the temperature inside the vaporizer's heating coil, the more chemicals were emitted. E-cigs with one heating coil instead of two released higher amounts of chemicals because the coil was hotter. And puffs taken at different times released varying amounts of chemicals, the research showed. Vapes taken while an e-cig was heating up released lower levels of chemicals than when the device was used at a steady state. Previous studies have shown that e-cigs emit toxic chemicals, obviously. And remember, diethylene glycol was found, and that's a chemical used in antifreeze. And in 2015, the New England Journal of Medicine study discussed how the e-cigs give off formaldehyde. So 13% of our middle and high school students have used an e-cig in a study out of 2014. So we're probably looking at now close to, I don't want to say, maybe a sixth, maybe a fifth of students by now dealing with e-cigs. That's some dangerous stuff, especially if their lungs are developing. The last thing you want is to expose their little baby lung linings to this crap. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way. For your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, in response to the blood shortage crisis that's been happening across the United States, no help with Zika, preventing many people from donating, and the summertime is a very difficult time for blood banks to get blood. We have created National Blood Donation Week. It's just a drop in the bucket of all the blood that these blood banks need year year after year after year. But I think, you know, what we're seeing with the mass shootings and the mass casualties around the world and even on our soil, we need to make sure we have our hospitals stocked and we have our blood banks prepared. So we're creating National Blood Donation Week, with states, governors all across the United States declaring state blood donation days. And I'm here to help you guys host a blood drive if you can, or tell you where to go to donate blood. Anything you could do to help, even if it's to raise awareness, we could use your help. Email us at drdahlia.com. You don't have to spend any money. You don't even have to donate blood if you don't want to. But if you can help us raise awareness and even host a drive, that is so life-saving. Remember, just one pint of blood could save three lives. So imagine what we all could do. This is some serious stuff, so please, whatever you can do to help, 1-877-DOCADALIA or go to drdahlia.com. This is interesting. The meat industry, they say, have been, you know, having some issues, as many of us are now, I guess, trying to, okay, let's fix your radios, people. Fix your radios, okay? Okay? I'm going to say that again because I realized some of your radios were malfunctioning and my wordage didn't come out as smoothly as it should have. You have a lot of people shunning meat, okay? We have this new, you know, era of we got to be vegan or it's not cool. And, you know, the meat industry has obviously been under a lot of fire because of, you know, antibiotics and animal suffering, etc. Well, a new Indiegogo campaign claims to have found a cruelty-free solution that doesn't require giving up our favorite foods. It's an Israeli startup, quote, super meat, that is working to develop a way to grow meal-ready meat in the lab using tissue samples from a chicken with hopes that real animal meat can one day be mass produced without actually harming any animals. I don't know if I would eat lab-grown meat. I mean, there's just something to ripping it off the bone with your teeth. I am just so hungry. I need a chop right now. According to the campaign, cultured meat can be healthier, more humane, and can even help to fight world hunger. Okay, now that is where I'll give it to you. Listen, you know, if you eat kosher, the animals are supposed to be killed as painless as possible. So it's supposed to be a painless, very quick, very sharp, and I'm not saying, you know, it's 100%. I mean, you can't really ask the animal. But, I mean, you know, we try, especially with kosher, to be as humane as possible. But, you know, and so it's always difficult for us to think that, you know, we're eating something that had to die. You know, it's very, very frustrating, you know. You know, we do it anyway because we really like our meat. But if what we're talking about is that we can now feed the world, this could be pretty cool. Now, Super Meat says that's a company. That's the startup company is Israel. Super Meat says its product is expected to cost $5 per pound of meat. They say we are looking for the best way to end animal suffering, but also be realistic about our meat eating habits. So the cultured meat, we use a small tissue sample from a chicken, collected without harming the animal, they say. The cells will be grown and duplicated in a nutrient soup, allowing them to form tissues and then eventually actual meat. It wouldn't just taste like chicken, it would actually be chicken. Because they grew it just like you would grow a stem cell, like you know how they're growing cartilage in a lab, that kind of thing. So according to Professor Namias, our technology allows us to expand cells isolated from a small tissue biopsy taken without hurting the animals. They say we organize these cells into minuscule tissues, place them in a unique environment that is designed to perfectly mimic animal physiology, allowing those small tissues to organically grow into large muscles, essentially like they do in nature. The startup has so far raised more than $122,000, passing its initial goal. But they now hope to raise $500,000 to develop the proof of concept machine and say it'll take roughly $2.5 million to bring about a cost-efficient prototype of the lab-grown meat. So, you know, I like the idea of feeding. Because I think we are going to run out of food. I think there's a lot of things that's going to mess, you know, up our food industry. I think there's going to be mismanagement. I think there's going to be disease. Look what happened with Listeria. So I think there's going to be a lot of Fukushima and the fish. You know, there could be a nuclear disaster, and that could completely ruin fish. Not that any of us would really miss it, but, you know, still. There's a lot of people out there that actually do eat the fish. So I am concerned about that. I mean, I know our world is big, but big enough to feed all of us, and I see what we eat. Okay, I mean, remember, I live in Las Vegas. We're the land of the buffet. I see what you guys eat. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. The nation's first double-hand transplant patient, all right, who lost his hands and limbs. He had sepsis. He got an infection. He had a strep throat that went to sepsis, and he almost died. And he lost his hands and his legs. Had a transplant surgery, a double-hand transplant surgery. Here we are 7 years later. He wishes he never had it done. The surgery occurred back in 2009. He was hoping he could wiggle his fingers. He thought he could hold his wife and his daughter's hands again. He says he's still waiting. He said, from day one, I've never been able to use my hands. I can do absolutely nothing, he says. Kepner, 64 years old, originally lost his legs below the knee and arms below the elbow after a strep throat infection spread through his body in 1999. For 10 years, the man in Georgia was using prosthetic arms and legs until his wife learned about the possible transplant surgery. As the first American to undergo the procedure, he knew there were going to be a lot of risks, but, I mean, he was willing to do it to be able to hold his wife's hand and child's hand. I get that. Unfortunately, now he's regretfully living with a decision. The bones of the blood vessels connected very easily, but the trick is the nerves. Dr. Michael Hausman, a hand and upper extremity specialist, told the Daily News in 2009 when the procedure first happened, you can imagine if you had six gloves on your hand, you don't feel much, and this limited function can occur after a hand transplant. The restoration of feeling in the fingers has been a problem. He says since the procedure, the surgeon who performed the transplant has operated to give three patients new hands, all who have had better luck than Kepner. So there has been subsequent surgeries, and those patients seem to be doing better. He can't stand it anymore, not to mention the financial burden. He says he's had to travel back and forth from Georgia to the Pittsburgh Medical Center for additional surgeries, and his wife Valerie created a GoFundMe page in 2013 asking for donations to ease their troubles. That's a shame. I mean, it's one of those things where we may be able to do something, but should we? I know many of you want to know the latest on the head transplant. I haven't heard yet, so I thought it wasn't going to be for about another 8-9 months, because I think when we talked about it, it was going to be planned a year from then. But yeah, there's a gentleman who is wheelchair bound, I believe a paraplegic, quadriplegic. And I believe he it wants to be the first one to undergo a head transplant so he could walk again. I know that they were able to do it in a monkey, but the monkey didn't live long. And I'm very skeptical about that working. Lord have mercy. Eating red meat linked to kidney failure. I know we were just talking about meat. Well, maybe this chicken in a lab will help us. But red meat could take a toll on the kidneys. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how even though, you know, we got chicken and fish and eggs and other, you know, sorts of dietary protein out there, we really, really like our red meat. The problem with that is it can hurt the kidneys. So current guidelines recommend restricting dietary protein intake in patients with advanced chronic kidney disease to help reduce symptoms and slow progression to end-stage renal disease. But here's the kicker. The reason why I'm bringing this up is a lot of you guys have kidney disease and you don't know about it because you don't do a blood test. And, you know, if your urine is bubbly, that could be one sign. But you seriously need to make sure you're getting a blood test and a urine test so you know if your kidneys are at risk. Kind of hides out. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.